The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
We're back live. We're here on live. We're live. This is Mike Spiess. I'm coming to you live from Prescott. Prescott, Washington, home of the Prescott Tigers. Got a little caught off guard when I came into the gymnasium. We have a DeSales girls, DeSales boys varsity doubleheader matchup. The boys junior varsity game was going on when I got here. It just started when I first got in the gym, said first quarter. Then it went to second quarter. Then it went to halftime. So I came up here and started getting my radio equipment ready here from the balcony area. And then the boys never came out. The girls did. I didn't realize the junior varsity boys game was only one half. But we hustled up, got hooked up. The girls teams are warming up below my vantage point. Small gymnasium here. One, two, three, four, five, six rows of bleachers to my right. No bleachers on the left side. You have the benches and the wall of the gymnasium. So a very small school gymnasium here in Prescott. And then they have a balcony above the, I guess would be the south basket. And then I'm looking straight across the gym down the sideline. Next to the bleacher area, the sideline along the bleachers, straight across the way is the scoreboard. Lady Irish are warming up just below my vantage point in the forest green road uniforms with the Vegas gold trim, and the Lady Tigers of Prescott in the home white uniforms with the blue numbers trimmed in yellow are warming up at the opposite end of the floor. It's a Southeast 1B Grape Division matchup, the Lady Irish versus the Prescott Lady Tigers, and the boys' game to follow. We're glad you're with us to open up this weekend's basketball action. You're listening to it on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live in Prescott, Washington, home of the Prescott Tigers. The sales girls and the Prescott girls getting ready to tangle. Lady Irish under head coach Nick Hazeltine come into the game with a 4-3 record in Southeast 1B Grape Division play, which is good for third place. The Lady Irish are 7-8 overall. They're in a little bit of a tough streak here in their record. The Lady Irish have lost 3 games in a row. Lost to Mack High last Monday on the road. Mack High's girls in a non-league game. The Irish girls have played them now 3 times. They beat Mack High the first 2 times, and Mack High's girls got us last Monday, 37-35. And then this week, then on Tuesday, took on an Oaksdale team, a very good Oaksdale team from the Southeast 1B Wheat Division. Oaksdale's girls only 1 loss this year. They're ranked number 4 in the state, and they got after the Lady Irish on Tuesday by a score of 59-29. It was more competitive than the score would indicate. The Irish were down 8 at the half, came out and hit a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 to start the third quarter, and then the wheels really came off. After that, the Irish girls were outscored 31-6 the rest of the ball game. But for a half, they hung right in there with the number 4 team in the state. And then if you want to take it even a step back further, last Friday, the Irish girls played Yakima Nation, last Saturday, excuse me, Yakima Nation Tribal, the number 1 team in the state. So it's been a little bit of a tough road, losing the number 1 Yakima Nation Tribal on Saturday, losing to Mack High on Monday, and then on Tuesday playing the number 4 team in the state. So the Irish girls will try to get back on the winning track against Prescott in this league contest. The Prescott Tiger girls, under head coach Tiffany Hedman, they are a much improved program. There are a lot of seasons, nothing to take nothing away from the Prescott program, but their girls, just to be able to win a game or two in the season, was quite an accomplishment. Right now, they are 3-5 in the division, number 5 overall, 1 position out of the postseason with a week left to go in the regular season starting next week, and they are 4-7 overall. Speaking of standings, we're going to take a break and take a quick peek at the Southeast 1B Great Division standings when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here in Prescott for a quick look at the Southeast 1B standings, as this is the second to last weekend of the regular season. And we're into the second half of the division schedule. The top 4 teams in the division will advance to the first round of postseason play in the first week in February, and that is the league tournament. Then the district tournament, and then, of course, state regionals and the state tournament in Spokane. So basically that takes a month to get into Spokane, which is the first week in March. Exciting time of year. The top four teams qualify. Right now, Yakima on the girls' standings, Yakima Nation Tribal, undefeated in the division, undefeated on the season, and ranked number two in the most recent RPI ranking. I think I said this to you that they've been going back and forth between number one and number two. Liberty Christian is 6-1 in the division. DeSales girls are in third place at 4-3 in the division, and Sunnyside Christian is 3-4, and Prescott is just a tick behind that with a 3-5 record. And having watched all the teams at least once now, I think Liberty Christian, DeSales, Sunnyside Christian, you could put them all in a hat, and on any given night they could beat each other. And, in fact, Sunnyside Christian is at Liberty Christian tonight, and then Sunnyside Christian is here against Prescott tomorrow, and then Liberty Christian plays Yakima Nation Tribal on Saturday. So a big weekend for that second, third, and fourth spot in Prescott. They are at the point, I believe, that they can pull when the stars are aligned. I mean, a school comes in and overlooks them and says, oh, it's just Prescott. Coach Tiffany Hedman has her girls in the position where if they play really well and a team looks past them, they could knock off one of the teams ahead of them in the standings. It's a fun time of year. A quick peek at the boys' side of things. Liberty Christian is 15-0 on the year and undefeated in league play, of course. Ranked number one in the state, the DeSales boys at 7-1. Sunnyside Christian at 6-2. Touche is at 5-5. And Riverside Christian's at 5-6. That's the Irish boys' opponent tomorrow night, Riverside Christian and Yakima. The girls will not play tomorrow. So that's a look, quick look at the standings. We'll be back with starting lineups and opening tip-off in this girls' contest to start off this doubleheader broadcast from Prescott. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here as both teams have gone to their bench areas. We'll take a look at the starting lineups. We'll get them to you as the public address announcer gives them as well. Nick Hazeltine's girls, 4-3 in the division, 7-8 overall, trying to stop a three-game losing streak. Teresa Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, will start. She had 28 points when these teams met back on December 17th at the Sales, a game the Irish won 48-25. Prescott will start Ariana Quiros, a senior. She had 6 points the last time these teams met. Peyton Benavidez will meet her out as they shake hands. Peyton Benavidez for the Irish, a 5'8 junior, 17 points the last time these teams play. And Prescott, she's got the long ponytail. There is number 11, Valeria Iglesias, another senior. She had 8 the last time these teams played. Maddie Ortuno starts for the Irish. Maddie, a 5'4 senior, always plays so hard. She was our Dairy Queen player of the game in a losing effort against Oaksdale on Tuesday. And starting for Prescott and meeting Maddie out there, Yesenia Ioki. She had 6 points when these teams met last year. She's a senior as well. And now Addison Mason is being introduced for the Irish, a 5'8 freshman. And Tessa Mendoza, as they kind of sped things up, is also out there. So Tessa Mendoza, 5'6 freshman. Addison Mason, another freshman for the Irish. Both will start. So, and then the other two starters for Prescott. to America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, so we got the flag salute. They're pretty quick with their announcements and introductions here. So number 21, Jackie Sanchez, another senior, will start for Prescott. So they start four seniors, and then their fifth starter, like she's standing with her back to me now, or sideways, I can't see her number. There goes number 24, Jackie Cardenas. She's a sophomore. So four seniors and a sophomore. Jackie Sanchez, a senior, she's got a very cumbersome-looking brace on her left knee. She's their point guard. So Yesenia Ioki will step into the circle against Benavides. Prescott's girls will work at the opposite end of the court from my vantage point. The Lady Irish will shoot their baskets right underneath below the balcony area where I'm standing. Prescott wins the opening tip-off and takes it into front court at the far end. Quiros gets it over to the left wing to Jackie Cardenas, and she banks in a deep three right in front of the Irish bench. She just caught it and launched it and kissed it off the glass for a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. The crowd loves it. And Prescott up early, 3-0. Ball inside to Benavides. Lose it, gets it to Mason. Kick out to Holtzinger, and Teresa hits a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three from the top of the key. And we're tied at three. And now Sanchez has picked up her dribble against Irish pressure. She gets it away to Iglesias. Back to Sanchez, stolen by Holtzinger. Teresa will bring it out between the circles. Now right or left wing to Mendoza. Right wing to Holtzinger. Another three on the way, and it's good. Teresa Holtzinger back to back. Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes to start the game. So Prescott scores first. Irish has scored six in a row. There's a steal up against the press. Mason's got to get it down low to Ortuno as it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Mason. Kick out top to Mendoza. Swing it right wing to Benavides. Left corner to Holtzinger. Three on the way off the mark and out. Mason with the strong rebound. Puts it up too strong. Tip by Benavides is good. Benavides with the tip in. Mason has really done a great job keeping the ball alive early. Irish now up 8-3. The press is giving the Tigers trouble. Timeout, Coach Hedman. The Tigers got the opening tip. Hit a three-pointer to start the game, and now the Irish on an 8-0 run, a Teresa Holtzinger three-pointer, and then the full-court press twice in a row after buckets, and the Tigers have not been able to get the ball up the court, so they take a quick timeout. 6:28 to go, first quarter. Lady Irish up 8-3 when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Oh, we got back a little late. A steal off the press, and here comes Peyton Benavides for a lay-in. The Irish up 10-3. Now they break the press this time to the Tigers. Ioki's got it up top. It goes to Quiros. Oh, in the right corner. Long jumper. That's a three-point attempt off the mark taken by Cardenas. Rebounded by Holtzinger. Teresa will bring it into front court. Left, right wing pass to Benavides. Down low to Ortuno. Gets it in the lane to Mason. Mason finds Mendoza open from 5 feet. She hits it. Addison Mason is patrolling the middle there. She's kept a lot of balls alive. They double teamed her as soon as she got the ball, and she found the open player. Three different Irish have scored. They lead it 12-3. And there's a steal by Addison Mason. She's coming the other way in full court. Back is Ioki. Ioki trapped, fouled her, didn't call it. I get a good view of the foul call. So Addison Mason, nice, strong lay-in as Ioki got her right across both arms. Irish up 14-3. Sanchez fires a full court pass to Quiros. She's at the other end. She has the ball knocked away by Benavides. Loose ball picked up by Ortuno, then slapped away by Cardenas. Out of bounds off Prescott. So Cardenas hit that opening three-pointer for Prescott, but it's been all Irish since then, 14 in a row for the Irish. Two Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes back-to-back to start the game offensively for the Irish by Teresa Holtzinger. They break the press, get inside to Mason. Mason goes up strong. It's off the mark. Otruno with the rebound. Her putback is off the mark, but she's fouled. We'll see who the foul is on. Foul's on Aoki, the first foul of the game. And Maddie Otruno go to the free throw line to shoot two. Four different Lady Irish have scored. Maddie has a chance to become the fifth player, which means all the Irish have been on the court will have scored. She misses the first one. Our first substitution of the game for the Irish is Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2" eighth grader. She checks in for Mendoza. Maddie's second free throw is good. And we've got a substitution for Maddie, and that's Lindley Donnelly. Lindley was dealing with an illness, which has been a problem for both the Irish girls and boys program, but Lindley did not play Tuesday against Oaksdale, but she's in there right now. So all five starters for DeSales score early on. The Irish up 15-3. Pass into front court goes to Iglesias. Now to a reserve player, number 20. I'll get her name in a second. Actually, I won't. I don't have a number 20 on my roster. Huh. Got a whistle and a foul. And on DeSales. Try to get the... They don't have the announcer isn't announcing lineup, or they announce the opening lineup, and that's it. So they do have the player foul thing working. So the foul's on Mason at the free throw line is Aoki. Prescott did not supply rosters tonight. I'm using my information off the roster they supplied us with when we played at the sales on the 17th, but I apologize. I do not have a number 20 for Prescott. So Aoki made one of two free throws, and the Irish actually throw it away. Coming back the other way, he goes out of bounds. 15-4, Irish with the lead. Karros has it knocked away by Holtzinger, gets it back, throws it in the front court to Aoki. Down low, pass knocked away by Benavides, run down by Iglesias. Iglesias kicks it back out, and it goes between the legs of... Well, I got Aoki and Iglesias mixed up. We got a bunch of girls with black hair and long ponytails that completely cover up their numbers. In fact, four of the five girls, you can't really read their numbers. You can get maybe the one digit or the tens digit. And there's a long pass up court to Mason against the press. They get back on her. She puts it up strong and puts it in. Addison's made two inside buckets. Both times they fouled her. Beautiful full court pass by Teresa. And strong finishes by the 5'8 freshman, Addison Mason. The Irish are up 17-4 halfway through this first quarter. Clock running at 3:55 in the first. Cardenas gets into front court. Back up top it goes to Iglesias. Now to number 20. Number 20 is it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Benavides. Holtzinger ahead to Gretchen Ferraro. Gretchen catches it and lays it in from the right side. Great job seeing the floor by Teresa. Nice finish on the lay-in by Ferraro. The Lady Irish taking the thoughts of any kind of an upset away from the Prescott Tiger girls early, but not real early. The Prescott girls opening tip of the game, they got it, came down, hit a three-pointer, but the Irish girls have scored 19 of the last 20 points and lead it 19-4. Prescott turns it over on the stoppage of the clock. Coach Hazeltine will bring in some players. Brooklyn Sharp is in the game, and I need to discuss that momentarily here in a moment. And I guess that's the only one who came in. So we got starters on the floor are Benavides, Otruno, and Mendoza who came back in, and then Brooklyn and Gretchen Ferraro. They get the ball around to Gretchen, 12-footer, won't go, rebound Mendoza off the glass, too strong, rebound Prescott, and we've got a foul on Mendoza reaching in. So, okay, so Brooklyn is a 6'1" senior. On the roster that was supplied to me at the start of the season, it says number 21, Brooklyn Frazier, senior, 6'1". And then I knew that the Irish girls were going to add some younger players to the roster, so Nick Hazeltine gave me the book to look at because they don't have a roster here. And number 21 in the book is listed as Brooklyn Sharp. So I asked several DeSales fans, isn't it Brooklyn Frazier? And they all said, no, it's Brooklyn Sharp. So I apologize all season long. I've been calling her Brooklyn Frazier. And the Irish get a rebound at the other end as I babble away about Brooklyn. And Prescott turned it over, and then the Irish come the other way and turn it over, throwing it off the hands of Gretchen Ferraro and out of bounds. Benavidez checks out. Addison Mason checks back in. 3, 4, 5, 6 different Lady Irish have scored. They lead at 19-4. Number 20 into front court for Prescott to Sanchez. She'll fire a long three, and she hits it. That was a rip city. Nothing but the bottom of the net from the deep right wing. So Prescott's girls, only 2 field goals, but both from beyond the arc. Irish up 19-7. And now Edith Kiddos, a freshman, is in the game, knocks it away. The ball's loose. Gretchen Ferraro comes up with it, and then she bangs head-to-head with number 20. Gretchen is shook up a little bit. She's trying to shake that off. Mendoza gets the ball over by the left elbow, and she'll fire it up and score it. Gretchen trying to tough it out. That hurt from up here. They hit heads. And as she's and ball gets knocked out of bounds off of DeSales as Prescott was bringing it up court. Irish up 21-7. Iglesias, the senior, will bring it up. Gets it to number 20. Now left wing to Quiros. Quiros at 3-pointers and air ball. Rebound tipped by Sanchez. Ball's loose. Ferraro's got it. She throws a long pass up court to Frazier. Sharp. Brooklyn. We'll just call her Brooklyn for now. Now to Ferraro. To the foul line area to Mason. Mason on the right wing. It goes to Mendoza. Down low to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's shot won't go. Rebound tip. Last touch by Prescott. 1:28 to go in the first quarter. Irish up 21-7. I'll lean over the balcony here. And Tessa Mendoza will step just to the right of the key as she faces it. And get the ball, lob it into Brooklyn. Brooklyn has it knocked away. Ball's loose out front. Number 20's got it. Mendoza's going to hustle back and cut her off. Now she'll get it to Iglesias. Iglesias fires a three. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Ortuno. Ortuno's pass up court to Mason. She chases it down just across half court. She'll get into the lane. Now dump it to Mendoza. And we got a collision. And that's going to be a foul on number 25, Edith Quiros. Her first. Irish fans have their section of the bleachers very full. Like that call, like that hustle. Benavidez checks back in as Brooklyn checks out. Ortuno also comes out of the ballgame. And Teresa Holtzinger comes back in. They get inbounds to Benavidez. Her shot is off the mark. Rebound Sanchez to Quiros. Back to Sanchez. She hit that three a moment ago. She'll throw a long pass. Too high, saved in the corner by Teresa Holtzinger, who's very good at throwing those full court passes. Teresa pushing it up the court. She finds Mason open from 14 straight away, and she hits it. Teresa Holtzinger drew the defense over to the left wing. Addison open at the foul line, caught it, turned it, and dropped it right in. Addison Mason having a nice first quarter. The 5'8 freshman, 6 points. She kept a lot of second shot opportunities alive and gotten after a few loose balls as well. There's a pass stolen by Mendoza. Head to Holtzinger. Teresa's behind the defense and will lay it in with the left hand. Teresa's got 8. Her first basket after opening the game with back-to-back Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes for the Irish. Girls up 25-7. We're inside a minute to go, first quarter. Number 20 hucks up a long one. Shot won't go. Rebound Mason. Outlet to Holtzinger. Long pass up court to Mendoza behind the defense. And she shoots it up too strong. Rebound Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2 eighth grader. Passes out top to Holtzinger. Check the clock. We're down to 10 seconds. Get it to Ferraro. Ferraro takes a shot and hits it right below my advantage point. 17 feet away. High arching baseline shot. And that will beat the buzzer by a couple of seconds. So Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2 eighth grader, hits a nice shot to end the first quarter scoring with the Sales girls up 27-7. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Prescott Tiger girls got the opening tip here on their home floor. Came down, and a couple passes later, Jackie Cardenas, a sophomore, banked in a three from deep on the left wing. And then the Irish came back, and Teresa Holtzinger hit back-to-back threes as the Irish got a shot in on the first possession, stole the ball on the press, which they've done a lot. Now to start the second quarter, they dump it inside to Addison Mason. And she puts it in. Addison having her best offensive game and her all-around game so far this season. There's a steal inside by Teresa Holtzinger. Loose ball picked up by Gretchen Ferraro. So Ferraro, Holtzinger, Mason. Holtzinger on the baseline. A little ball fake, goes baseline, takes a 12-footer shot, won't go. Rebound, Prescott trying to get a handle on it. Yoki finally corrals and gets it to Quiroz. Now with it is Valeria Iglesias. And there's a deep three by number 20 off the back iron. Rebound Mason again with the board. Holtzinger with it on the long outlet to Ferraro. Hits Benavidez on the fast break. Oh, and she's off the mark on the lane. Nice job running the floor by the Irish. Peyton just didn't finish it. 29-7 Irish. 1 minute into the second quarter. There's a long jumper. It shorts an air ball. And they say last touch by DeSales on the rebound attempt as it goes out of bounds. At the far end of the court, the Prescott girls with those long black ponytails down to their waists, I really can't see their numbers when their backs are to me. Up top it goes. I think that's Iglesias, the senior, down low Quiroz to Yoki. Yoki shot won't go. Rebound battle. Benavidez ends up with it. Now to Holtzinger. Long pass up court to Mendoza. Mendoza goes in from the right side, shoots it up too strong. Rebounded in there by Osorio Rivas, who checked in at the end of the quarter, and I did not notice that. Ball's knocked loose. Prescott runs it down. Mendoza now pressing them in backcourt. Bringing it up court is the younger Cardenas, the sophomore. Now she'll get it to Iglesias. Right wing to Quiroz. Back to Iglesias. Still on the right side. Pass inside, knocked away by Benavidez with seven on the shot clock. Prescott will inbound under their own basket at the far end of the court from my vantage point. Lindley Donnelly checks in, as does Ortuno. Mason comes out of the ballgame, as does Ferraro. And now Mendoza's out. Mendoza's in. Now Holtzinger on the inbound, knocks it away from Cardenas, and she's got the ball and will take it inside, finds Rivas open inside, and she traveled. Teresa threw a bullet of a pass from one side of the lane to the other, and Rivas caught it in her hands and then off her chin and then got the ball back. But the speed of the pass and the impact had her shuffling her feet as well. Number 20 in the ball game gets it to Iglesias, working it into front court. Pass into front court, stolen by Arturo. They steal it back from her. And now Osorio steals it and saves it inbounds to Donnelly, ahead to Ortuno. Ortuno against two players, puts it up strong, won't go. Benavidez with the rebound, her putback won't go, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Prescott. So I'll lean over the railing, the retaining wall here for the balcony. Teresa Holtzinger just down to my left. And that got her ponytails all braided up so I can see her number. They get inbounds to Donnelly. Back to Holtzinger. Holtzinger's three on the way from the left corner. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound battle. Ortuno ends up with it. She has it knocked away. Tries to get it back, and it goes out of bounds. Nice hustle by Maddie Ortuno. That's one thing that Lon Olson, who's with me quite often on broadcast, but not tonight, we really like that about Maddie. She always plays so hard. She was our Dairy Queen player of the game on Tuesday. Always contesting everything. Prescott will inbound it, get into front court to Iyoki. Iyoki over to Valeria Iglesias. Now to Sanchez. She'll fire three and hit it. Jackie Sanchez, second. Hank Warren, Edward Jones, three of the game. The Tigers are in double digits. Irish up 29-10. All three of the Tiger field goals from beyond the arc. And there's Teresa. She looks at a really long one, but now she'll dribble around to the right wing. Looking inside for Brooklyn. Brooklyn not open. Brooklyn checked into the game for Benavidez. Donnelly now with it. Swing it to Teresa. She'll fire the three, and she hits it. Seems like every time the Tigers hit a three, Teresa comes down and says, I can do that too. Her third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Teresa has 11 points in the game. Irish up 32-10. Swing it to Sanchez. Another three on the way. This one's an air ball. Ortuno will fight for it with Ioki, and then it goes out of bounds, and they say Ortuno touched it last. Mendoza and Mason check back in. Donnelly and Ortuno check out. Lindley did not suit up on Tuesday due to illness, and so she started tonight, but her minutes have been short. They get the ball inside on the inbound to Cardenas, the sophomore. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out to Kieros. Kieros fires one up. It won't go. Holtzinger with the rebound. Teresa surveying the defense with Iglesias, the senior, checking her now to Mason. Mason over to Mendoza. Cross-court pass to Rivas. Rivas, no room to shoot. Kick out to Holtzinger. Three on the way. It's partially blocked. And Sanchez ends up with the ball. 32-10, Lady Irish. Holtzinger knocks it away, but Kieros gets it back. Holtzinger knocks it away again. This one goes to Brooklyn. Now to head to Holtzinger. Behind the defense to Mendoza. Chases it down, gives it to Rivas. Her shot is blocked by Sanchez. Loose ball goes to 24. That's Cardenas. Had to wait for that ponytail to swing by. And now they get it off to Sanchez. She fires a three, and it's an air ball. She hit one a moment ago, and her last two shots have not made it to the rim. 3:40 to go, first half. Irish up 32-10. As we got Brooklyn is going to check out, and Gretchen Ferraro, 5'2", eighth grader, checks in. So 6'1", senior goes out, 5'2", eighth grader comes in. Prescott with a player-to-player defense in the backcourt. Irish break the pressure easy, get to Mason at the foul line area, takes a shot, won't go. Rebound, Gretchen Ferraro, she puts it in. Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2", eighth grader, sliced in from the left wing. Got that rebound and put it in. She's got 6 points. Irish up 34-10. Now we have a battle in the backcourt. Mason and Ferraro try to knock it away. Mendoza. Prescott keeps possession, has it in front court now. Left wing pass to number 20. Pass down low. Stolen by Peyton Benavidez, who checked back in. Peyton on the dribble in the front court. Gets it to Ferraro behind the defense. And Gretchen loses the handle. Gretchen ran the floor well, but kind of looking to shoot it before she had it. Lost it out of bounds. Irish will continue to press up 34-10, 3 minutes to go, first half. The Sales girls will not play tomorrow. The scheduled opponent is Riverside Christian in Yakima. Riverside Christian does not have a girls team. We've got collisions going on near half court. Ball's loose. Mason ends up with it. Gets it ahead to Ferraro. Tough pass. She runs it down, gets it back to Mason. Mason is getting held, and there's a foul call. They say no shot. We'll see who the foul's on. The foul is the first one of the second quarter. So the officials have been letting them play, so to speak. Ioki picks up the foul. It's her second. And they inbound it to Benavidez. Her shot is blocked, but that's a foul. Foul is on Ioki again. So Yesenia Ioki, senior, picks up two quick ones. She has three for the game. The Irish, 1 of 2 from the free throw line in the first quarter. And Benavidez' first free throw is short. Peyton, 5'8", junior, will get another try. Irish up 34-10. So the DeSales boys will travel to Riverside Christian in Yakima tomorrow. And they've changed the game time due to officials' availability. The game was originally scheduled for 6 p.m., but they've moved it up to 4 p.m. And Benavidez hits the second one. The Irish had the chance of playing it later or earlier because we're the traveling team, and they chose to play earlier. Pass inside the other way for Prescott, stolen by Benavidez. Peyton up the left sideline, finds Mendoza behind the defense. Now that the defense recovers, Mendoza tried to put on the brakes. I think at first she thought, I'm going to catch this and lay it in. Then she heard the footsteps and tried to stop and gather herself, and she traveled. Cardenas gets it to half court to Quiros. Edith Quiros, a freshman, loses her footing but gets the ball into front court, knocked away by Benavides, but Prescott will grab it back. Now Mendoza ties up Ariana Quiros, one of four Prescott seniors who started the ball game. Possession arrow in favor of DeSales. We've got some people pointing towards my direction, some people pointing the other direction. The arrow now is switched to Prescott. So Prescott will inbounds at half court right in front of the Irish bench. And now they'll switch the arrow back. Well, they should. Yeah, the official told them to. Pass inside for Prescott, and it's a bucket and a foul. The Prescott fans, the players love it. Jackie Cardenas, sophomore, powers it in, and she got fouled. And with 2:07 to go, Prescott's first two-point field goal, but they have a chance to turn it into a three-point play. The foul was on Peyton Benavides, and she hits it. So Prescott has three Hank Warren Edward Jones three-point field goals, and now a three-point play the traditional way by Jackie Cardenas, who hit a basket to open the ballgame. Irish up 35-13. Swing it right wing to Donnelly. 17-foot on the way, won't go. Mason with the rebound, puts it on the deck, goes up strong for the shot, and she's fouled. We'll see if they call that on the ground or on the shot. She dribbled it once in traffic, got it back, and they say it's on the ground, not a shooting foul. The foul is on Edith Quiros, her second, third on the Tigers here in the second quarter. 1:53 to go in the half. Irish inbound at right corner. Holtzinger, three on the way. She's got it. Teresa's fourth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. It's a set play off the inbound. She inbounds under the basket, runs to the corner behind a screen, and so often teams do not guard the person who inbounded the ball. Now Mendoza steals it away from number 20. Iglesias is back to cut her off. Now Holtzinger's got it. Gets down low to Benavides. She lives it short. Gets it back. Tries to save it, but it goes right off the back of the backboard. Peyton's had a little trouble finishing her shots inside. Then she tried to save it with a behind the back, behind the head, over the head heave, and then it hit the backboard and came right back at her. She'll go out of the ballgame now, as will Mason and Mendoza. So Osorio Rivas is checked in. Brooklyn is checked in, and Maddie Ortuno back in the ballgame. Irish continue to press. Number 20's got the ball. She gets it to Sanchez. Now over to Quiros. Back to Sanchez. Sanchez, long pass into front court, knocked away. Rivas has the loose ball. Osorio Rivas has it taken right back by number 20. To now to Sanchez. Back to number 20. Number 20 will push it into front court and throw it into the second row of the bleachers. Turnover. Prescott, 1:01 to go in the first half. Lady Irish in control of this one, 38-13. Pass on the right wing to Rivas. Pass down low to Brooklyn, off her hands and out of bounds. Good strategy for the Irish. Brooklyn at 6'1". There's no heights listed for Prescott's girls, but they all go about, I would say, 5'5", maybe 5'6". There's a long pass up court stolen by Brooklyn. Head to Rivas. Rivas to Holtzinger. Pass left corner to Donnelly. Thought about a shot. Sanchez on her. Now she knocks it away from Donnelly, but goes right to Teresa. And then Teresa went to pass it back to Donnelly, and they miscommunicate, goes out of bounds. Lindley stayed in the corner. Teresa thought she was going to cut baseline. Pass into front court. Pirates, Irish, yeah, Tigers break the press. They get it to Cardenas. Her three-pointer's an air ball, chased down by Quiros, the freshman Quiros, over to Cardenas. Her three-pointer is way short. I think the Tiger girls are getting a bit tired. Those long bombs they were firing up that were getting to the rim are now all very short, and Prescott ends up turning the ball over. Out of bounds. Prescott has been playing player-to-player press defense on the inbound and then trying to retreat, and they will. Ortuno gets in the front court. Sanchez cuts her off. Cross-court pass to Osorio Rivas. Up top to Mendoza, to Ortuno. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. They get it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger hits a three. I wasn't watching the clock. I noticed it with about 8 seconds to go. Teresa caught the ball and dropped it in to beat the buzzer. Her fifth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the half. The Irish girls lead at halftime, in a commanding fashion, 41-13. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at the half. The Sales girls up 41-13. Prescott's girls won the opening tip. Came down, got a pass on the left wing to sophomore Jackie Cardenas, who launched it from deep, kissed it off the glass and in for a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Prescott led 3-0. The Irish came down. Teresa Holtzinger, Hank Warden Edward Jones three. The Sales press steal the ball, get it to Teresa. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And Prescott inbounds. The Sales steals the ball. A two-point field goal. And the Irish scored eight straight points after that opening three. Prescott called timeout and has never really recovered offensively. The Irish, big first quarter. One, two, three, four, five, six different Lady Irish players score in the first quarter. 27 first quarter points for the Lady Irish. They outscore the Tigers 27-7. Second quarter, Teresa Holtzinger, three more Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and the Irish score a total of 14 points to six for Prescott and lead it 41-13 at the half. That's our scoring summary. When we come back, we'll look at the schedule of games for tomorrow and look into next week, the final week of the regular season coming up. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're at the half. Lady Irish up 41-13, firmly in control. I mentioned that the Irish girls will not play tomorrow. The Irish boys will travel to Riverside Christian, and that start time for that game has been changed to 4 p.m. Riverside Christian does not have a girls program, so there'll be no girls game. The reason for the time change is a shortage of officials in the ACMA area, and the Irish being the traveling team, it's my understanding they got the choice of moving the game time up or back. And I'm thankful that Coach Hazeltine, who's also athletic director, chose to, well, I'm guessing he probably consulted Coach Eric Wood, the boys coach as well, but move that game up. Get down there earlier, get home earlier. So the boys will tip off against Riverside Christian at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Of course, the boys have their game tonight here at Prescott against the Prescott boys team that has not won a game yet this year. And then next week will be the final week of the regular season, and it will be a busy one. Monday, Walla Walla Valley Academy at DeSales. Girls tip off at 6, followed by the boys. Tuesday, January 27th, a big one for the girls and the boys at Liberty Christian in Richland next Tuesday. Liberty Christian's boys coming into the weekend undefeated and ranked number one in the state. And so the Irish boys, their only league loss to Liberty Christian. So that's going to be a big matchup for the Irish boys next Tuesday and a big week overall for the Irish boys. And then the girls as well. Liberty Christian's girls come into this weekend at 6-1. The Lady Irish look like they're going to go to 5-3 right now. And then Friday, Sunnyside Christian is at DeSales. That'll be another big one. Their girls and the Irish girls are virtually even in the standings at third and fourth place. Remember, the top four teams make the tournament, the league tournament. And then Sunnyside Christian's boys are 6-2 in league play. They haven't lost since DeSales beat them on December 20th. And Sunnyside Christian is actually ranked in the top eight. So that'll be a big one on Friday, a week from tonight. And then next Saturday, the final game of the regular season, senior night. Tushy is in the Irish gym. Girls tip off at 4, followed by the boys. So busy, busy end of the regular season. We'll be right back with halftime stats and second half action. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the girls' teams are huddled up. The officials have come back to the floor. Let's look at individual scoring for Prescott. 13 points for Coach Tiffany Hedman's Lady Tigers. Coach Hedman's got 6 girls in the ballgame. 3 of them have scored. Jackie Cardenas, 6 points. Jackie Sanchez, 6 points. And then 1 point for Yesenia Ioki. 3 of their 4 field goals, 3-point field goals. They are 2 of 3 from the free throw line. And that horn says we're ready to go in the second half. Coach Hazeltine's gotten 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 girls in the ball game. 6 of them have scored. 1 for Maddie Ortuno, who has the ball right now to start the second half. And then they get it to Holtzinger and inside to Mason. We'll get the rest of scoring as we go. Back out top to Holtzinger. She'll fire 3 off the iron, rolls around, falls away. Rebound Benavides, and she's fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. So other scores for the Irish. So 1 for Ortuno, 4 for Tessa Mendoza, 5 for Peyton Benavides. She'll have a chance to add to that here in a moment with 2 free throws. 6 for Gretchen Ferraro, 8 for Addison Mason, and then Teresa Holtzinger, 17 first half points. She had 5. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 field goals, including back-to-back to open up the game after the Tigers had hit 1 from 3 on their opening possession. Peyton hits 1 of 2 free throws. She's got 6 now for the game. Irish up 42-13. Irish continue to press. Holtzinger, Mendoza, Ortuno, Mason, and Benavidez on the floor for Coach Hazeltine, the group that started the game. Number 20, who I've never figured out who she is, she'll fire 3 from the top of the key. It won't go. Rebound Mason comes out of there with it. Ball knocked away, goes right to Holtzinger. Teresa on the left wing with a pass to Ortuno, slapped out of bounds by Carrolls. Lady Irish now working at the opposite end of the court from my vantage point in the balcony. Nick Hazeltine, the Irish bench, over to my far left along the sideline. Lady Irish in those road forest green uniforms. They get it in bounds and get it in the corner to Mason. 3 on the way. It's an air ball. Won't go. So they tried to get Mason a 3 off that inbound play. And there's a whistle and a foul as the ball is tipped away. Carlos ended up with it. Mendoza was trying to chase the ball down. Got there a little late and rammed into Ariana Quiros, one of 4 seniors on the floor right now for the Tigers. Mendoza's first foul, inbound pass on the left sideline, stolen away by Holtzinger. Now up top it goes to Benavides. Now at the foul line area to Mason. Swing it to Mendoza. 15-footer on the way. Left wing's got it. The Lady Irish shooting the ball very well. They came into the game losing, having lost 3 in a row against some very good competition, especially number 1-ranked Yakima Nation Tribal and number 4-ranked Oaksdale, trying to get some confidence back. Tigers throw the ball away as they come up court, and Teresa Holtzinger will get the inbound pass from Mendoza. The ball went out of bounds. Irish up 44-13 on the baseline to Ortuno. Pass down to Olova Mason. Goes up strong. Shot won't go, but she's fouled. Ortuno got it to Mason in between 3 Tiger girls, and Mason put it up quickly, got fouled by Ariana Quiros, and now Addison's first trip to the free throw line in the ball game. Her first one is a little right off the mark by quite a bit. She's got 8 points, playing really well in this one, just a freshman. And the 5'8 freshman second free throw is more online, but just a little short off the iron. Rebound, Prescott. Number 20 gets it to Iglesias. I should have figured out who number 20 was at halftime. There's a steal by Mendoza to Holtzinger to Ortuno. Got away with a travel. Gets it back to Mendoza. Now to Ortuno. Tries to force one up on the baseline. She will. Won't go. Rebound number 20. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Irish up 44-13. 31-point advantage. Iglesias on the drive. Has it knocked away. Ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Mason for DeSales. So I'll lean out over the railing. Actually, Prescott was retreating the other way, and they said, wait, come back. It's your ball. Edith Quiros, a freshman, will check in for the Tigers. And the inbound pass stolen by Mason. Mason's got it. She's moving into front court. She'll go up strong with the shot, score, and she's fouled. Iglesias was back, and Mason went right at her, put it in. Addison now does have 10 points. And Iglesias picks up her first foul, so Addison will get another try at the free throw line. DeSales up 46-13. 5:47 to go, third quarter. Addison's free throw's up and off the iron. Rebound number 20. She's the smallest of the Tigers, and she seems to always be around the rebounds. Now Glacey up top with it, drives right side, ball knocked away. Mendoza's got it. Now to Holtzinger. Teresa, pass on the left wing to Benavides, outside the arc, up top between the circles to Holtzinger. Now to Mendoza, down low on the block to Ortuno, back up top to Holtzinger, pass for or Benavides off her fingertips. She can't save it. Goes out of bounds in front of the Irish bench. Very crisp ball movement timing-wise by the Lady Irish. And after about the fourth pass, the accuracy broke down. Sales turns it over. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Irish up 46-13. There's a ball out front knocked away from Iglesias by Holtzinger. Mendoza tries to save it, but it does go out of bounds and right in front of the Prescott bench. Gretchen Ferraro checks in for Ortuno. Gretchen, 5'2", eighth grader, 6 first half points. And a nice little toughness play. She kind of banged heads with a Prescott girl early in the ball game, and she stayed in there. Shook it off. Cardenas drives baseline, cut off by Benavides. Her pass tipped away. Mendoza's got the loose ball. Ahead to Holtzinger. Holtzinger ahead to Ferrar on the ball, slapped away and out of bounds by Jackie Cardenas. Good hustle by the Prescott girls getting back on defense to knock that ball away. Prescott's girls have had some success this year, more than they typically do. They're 4-7 overall, but the Irish too much for them here. Benavides loses the handle on the inbound pass under the basket at the far side. Prescott comes the other way with the loose ball. Number 20 fires up a long three. It won't go. Rebound battle. Out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Benavides and Ioki were battling for it. And Prescott looks to inbound it right below me. They throw it right. The girl who threw it in at her say, oh, because she threw it right to Holtzinger. Holtzinger goes the other way and she's fouled. That was Edith Kieros, a freshman. She was right. I leaned over and was looking, and she all of a sudden she threw it. I heard her go, oh! And she threw it right to Teresa. And Teresa took off the other way, missed the lane, but was fouled by Valeria Iglesias. So now Teresa will shoot two free throws. Clock stops at 4:35 to go, third quarter. Teresa hits her first free throw. She now has 18 points. So Teresa had 28 the last time these teams played. Teresa had a 15-point game against Oaksdale on Tuesday, which was impressive because Oaksdale is very good. They were tall and long, and they play really good defense. Held the Lady Irish as a team to just 29 points, but Teresa worked very hard, got her 15 in against a very good team. Her second free throw is off the mark. Rebounded by the Tigers. Number 20 again. In the front court to Iglesias. Now right wing pass goes to Kieros. That's Edith, the freshman. She has it stolen away by Gretchen Ferraro. Gretchen the other way. Goes up with a strong lay-in. Won't go in traffic. Rebound tip. She gets it back. Kick out to Holtzinger. Finds Mason open from 14 straight away. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound number 20. Find number 20 when you take a shot because that's where the rebound seems to always go. Edith Kieros gets it to Iglesias. Out top. Girls, Irish girls playing player-to-player defense. Glacius trapped into the basketball's tip, goes off the netting. And now number 20 grabs it away from Holtzinger. They've got it back, and Kieros has it. Now the ball's knocked loose. Teresa has it. She'll get into front court to Lindley Donnelly, who's checked in, who finds Mason down near the basket, and she lays it in. Addison Mason running the floor, having her best offensive game. She's finishing her shots. She's got 12 points. 49-13 Irish, 3:28 to go, third quarter. Now a pass out near half court. It goes into backcourt. Holtzinger is going to try to chase it down and can't do it. It'll be DeSales basketball. Good hustle by Teresa because Prescott was kind of letting it go because it was going to be an over and back violation. We've got a timeout on the floor. It'll be DeSales girls basketball at their end of the court, leading 49-13. 3:20 to go, third quarter. We come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live after the timeout. Gretchen Ferraro at the far end, far left corner from my vantage point, the balcony area above the basket at the south end of the gymnasium. She lobs it inside to Brooklyn. It goes off her hands and off a Prescott player's head and out of bounds. So the Irish will try again from the other corner. So basically, Gretchen is now straight down the court from my vantage point. Inbound to Donnelly. Her three won't go. Brooklyn tries to save it. Slides out of bounds. Going after. Good hustle by the senior. Oh. Well, I texted my sister about Brooklyn's last name, and then she said it's actually Sharp hyphen Frazier. So in the book, they've been putting Sharp on this. In the roster, it says Frazier. So Sharp Frazier, my guess. We know it's Brooklyn. As I babble about that, the Tigers come down court and turn it over. Irish head the other way and turn it right back over. Getting a little ragged at both ends. Oh, there's a travel. Iglesias caught the ball just below where I'm standing and about as far away from the basket as I am, and she got all the way to the rim for a lay-in but never dribbled it. The lay-in didn't go, but anyway, traveling on the Tigers. 2:40 to go in the ball game. Down low to Sharp Frazier, and she puts it up off the iron and won't go. Long rebound chased down by Donnelly. Now to Osorio Rivas, who's in the game. Now long cross-court pass from Ferraro back to Donnelly, right corner to Rivas. Rivas tries baseline, cut off, loses the handle on it. Frazier, or excuse that, Sanchez with it. Yoki now gets it to Jackie Cardenas, the sophomore. Long cross-court pass to Sanchez. Drives on Donnelly, no room to shoot. Out top to Cardenas, right corner, curls. Carroll drives baseline, puts up a tough shot over Frazier. Won't go. Rebound tip, controlled by Rivas. She has it knocked away. Donnelly comes up with the loose ball. She has it taken away by Sanchez. The Lady Tigers getting really aggressive with the on-ball defense. There's a shot up by Ferraro. Her shot's blocked and taken out of there by Sanchez. Gretchen, just 5'2", smallest player on the floor. There's a pass up court to Iglesias. Gets it down low to Ioki. Ioki's shot is short. Rebound Rivas. Rivas dribbles out of traffic. Sanchez cuts her off at half court. Ball goes to Donnelly now. Lindley into front court. Left wing pass goes to Ferraro. High post to Ortuno. Has it knocked away. Gets it back now. Ferraro with it. Right corner to Donnelly. Catch and shoot from 15. She's got it. More like 17 feet if you're listening at home. A catch and shoot three by Lindley Donnelly. Her first basket of the game. She becomes the seventh Lady Irish player to score. And we've got a whistle. And to be honest with you, I was trying to count up how many Lady Irish players have scored. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And so I don't know what happened there. I don't think it was a foul. Irish knocked the ball out of bounds, I guess. They pass it in bounds to Ioki. Ioki shot won't go. Sharp Frazier and Ioki tangled up. We're going to have a foul called on Sharp Frazier. And that's Brooklyn's first foul. Second on the Irish in the quarter. Fourth for the whole game. Inbound to number 20. She takes shot, won't go. Rebound, strong one by Addison Mason. She's going to keep the dribble. Gets ahead to Mendoza. She's got some good speed. Puts on the brakes. Gets it to Mason. And Mason went up to shoot it and then changed her mind. Came down. And that's a travel call. Mendoza's. We got a lot of fast players out there. Mendoza really can get from one end of the court to the other in a hurry. 5'6" freshman. Minute to go in the third quarter. Irish up 51-13. Prescott has not scored here in the second half. Pass to Cardenas. She wasn't ready for it. Mason's got it. She's tripped up in inversion. She hits the deck on the skid. Loose ball. Mendoza picks it up. Gets it to Ferraro. Ferraro can't hit the shot. Sharp Frazier's rebound is knocked away and out of bounds. No. Down on the floor now. Jump ball tie-up. So Mason got free of the group about half court, and then one of the Tiger girls caught her on the heel inadvertently. They lob it into Sharp Frazier. She has it knocked away. Number 20 ends up with the loose ball. But anyway, Mason hit the deck and just slid along the floor for about 8 feet. And Mendoza hustled up, down, and got the loose ball, but the Irish couldn't get anything out of it. Now the ball's been knocked out of bounds by the Irish in front of the Tiger bench. Cardenas will get it on the inbound in the corner. Pass down low to Aoki. No room to shoot with Sharp Frazier on her. Back to Cardenas. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Brooklyn Frazier. Sharp Frazier tips the rebound to Mason. Mason's back again with one player to beat. Goes up strong. She fouled. No call. Rebound Mendoza. Mendoza kicks out to Rivas. Now to Mason. To Ferraro. Her 12-footer partially blocked. Cardenas gets the loose ball. Then she throws it over across near the Irish bench and out of bounds over the head of number 20. Well, 0.4 of a second to go. You can theoretically catch it and get up for the shot. I think at 0.3, it has to be a tip. And Mason will try to fire it up. She won't get it off. Well, the Lady Irish pitch a shutout defensively in a ragged third quarter, 51-13 to Sales. Final 8 minutes of the ball game coming up when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS 2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Now the Sales pitches a shutout defensively against the Tigers in the third quarter. The Irish, 4 2-point field goals and a couple of free throws for their 10 second half points after scoring 41 in the first half. Holtzinger, Mendoza, Benavidez, Mason, and Ortuno on the floor, the starting five for Coach Hazeltine. A big week coming up next week for the Lady Irish, and there's a pass inside off a set play to Mason, and she puts it in. Some might wonder, the thought has crossed my mind, why do we have our starters still in there? Up by 40 at the start of the fourth quarter. But having thinking it through, he's played a lot of players, has Coach Hazeltine. The Lady Irish do not play tomorrow because Riverside Christian doesn't have a girls team. And then a big game next week with four games to close out the regular season, all in league play. Wava, Liberty Christian, Sunnyside Christian, and Touche. So the Irish girls got to be treat this like a very, very good practice because they have games next Monday and Tuesday right away. And we've got ball moving back and forth. Ball turned over by the Irish and over and back call. And then the Tigers turn it over on the inbound. Now Mason underneath with the ball, and she's fouled. Not a shooting foul. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Irish up 53-13. Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, 14 points. Having a really good ball game. That foul is on Jackie Cardenas, her first. And we've got a foul called on the inbound play. And it's going to be a moving screen foul against Mason. So Addison getting a little too physical on the screen. Tigers will come the other way. Sanchez with Ortuno stopping here near half court. Gets it to Iglesias over in the corner to Quiroz. Quiroz fires up a three, partially blocked by Mendoza. Loose ball picked out of the air by Holtzinger. Ahead to Mendoza. Mendoza finds Benavidez wide open underneath for the left-handed lay-in. Nice sequence by Tessa Mendoza. The block shot ran the floor. Teresa got it back to her. She had an open 16-footer, but saw Benavidez open behind the defense. So she got the block shot and an assist in one sequence. Irish up 55-13. Missed shot by the Tigers. Rebound Benavidez to Holtzinger ahead of Ortuno behind the defense. Ortuno lays it in. Her first field goal. The Irish up 57-13. Prescott still has not scored here in the second half. Four field goals in the first half. Three of them were from beyond the arc. A lot of three-pointers. A lot of Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes in that first half. One, two, three, five by Teresa. Four by their team. That's five plus four. That's nine. Sanchez will fire up another one, and she hits it. There we go. You talk about the three-point field goal enough. Somebody will put one in. Jackie Sanchez, her third. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. Tigers' first points of the second half. Benavidez will try a three the other way. Won't go. Follows her own shot. Gets in the lane with it. Well, no room to shoot. Kick out to Holtzinger. Teresa looks at a three. Won't take it. Swing it to Mendoza. Pass down low to Ortuno. No room to shoot up top to Holtzinger. To the foul line area to Mason. Her shot won't go. Mendoza with the rebound and the putback from about 8 feet. Tessa's got 8 points. Irish up 59-16. So it's 42-point advantage now. So that should be a 43-point advantage. So that should be a running clock. Benavidez with the steal gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger lays it in. Timeout on the floor. Coach Hazeltine trying to get some subs in. 4:26 to go. The clock they'll stop it during a timeout. 61-16, Lady Irish. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, on the inbound play to start after that timeout, Jackie Cardenas makes a lay-in, scores it. And now they get the ball away from DeSales defensively. Prescott will come the other way. Irish up 61-18. Osorio Rivas knocks away. Iglesias gets back. A fresh set of players for DeSales. I'll get those to you as the ball goes out of bounds. So in the game for the Irish, Brooklyn Sharp Frazier, who's been in the ball game before, is in there along with Liliano Osorio Rivas, who's also been playing. And then three players who haven't been in yet. Prescott missing a couple shots. They get their rebound back, and putting it in is Yesenia Yoki. So for DeSales, Bree Martinez has the ball and bringing it in front court. Also in the ball game is Kristen Ramadan, a 5'4 sophomore, and Natalie Hernandez, a 5'2 junior. Irish up 61-20, running clock. We're inside 3 minutes to go. I do not know the age Bree is. They do not have her in the roster. Shot missed by Prescott. Rebound by Cardenas. Shot put back won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Yoki and then goes out of bounds off of Prescott. Coach Tiffany Hedman put a couple of rotate a couple players in the ball game. Number 20, I've mentioned her number quite a bit, but she's not on their roster. They didn't give me a roster. And so the players I knew about from our first game back at the sales on December 17th, they get it to Ramadan as it knocked away. Now the ball's on the floor and we got players tied up. Hernandez and a Tiger. Kieros, Edith Kieros, a freshman, are tied up. Possession arrow to DeSales. Ramadan will inbound it across the way. Lob inside, knocked away by the Tigers, who got a jump ball call as Kieros and Ramadan were tied up. And the arrow in favor of the Lady Tigers. Running clock, 1:45 to go in the ballgame. Lady Irish 61-20, 41-point lead. Lady Irish will go to 5-3 in the division and back to 500 at 8-8. They'll snap a three-game losing streak. Sanchez a three-pointer. It's an air ball. Cardenas gets the loose ball, puts the shot up and won't go, and then knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by Prescott. So the DeSales girls, three games last week. And two of them, one against Yakima Nation, who is undefeated and ranked number two in the state. And then one against Oaksdale, ranked number four. And then a loss at Mackay on the road. There's a steal by number 20. Goes the other way. Kane at the shot. Rebound. Osorio Rivas. Now Martinez with it. Bree brings it in the front court and gets it to Osorio Rivas. Rivas has it knocked away near half court. We're inside a minute to go. Rivas drives baseline, collides with Yoki, no foul call. That was quite a collision. Hernandez up top to Bree. Over to Ramadan. Ramadan gets it to Hernandez. And Hernandez has it knocked away and stolen by Edith Kieros. Edith the other way gets it to number 20. Now to Yoki. We're down to 30 seconds to go. Cardenas has the ball. Cardenas driving baseline. Cut off by Martinez. Up top to Sanchez. Three on the way. She's got it. Jackie Sanchez hits a three with 20 seconds to go. The senior for Prescott, her fourth, Hank Warden Edward Jones, three of the ball game. 61-23 Irish. Get the high post to Hernandez. 7 seconds in the game. Yoki steals the ball. Sanchez going to huck one up full court. It's going to go out of bounds. That's going to be the ball game. The Sales girls get back to 500 on the season at 8-8 with a 61-21 win here out at Prescott. We'll be right back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live between games now here in Prescott. The DeSales girls, big first half, big first quarter. Lady Irish scored 27 points in the first quarter of this one. The first basket of the game was actually by Prescott's girls. Jackie Cardenas hit a three after the Tigers got the opening tip. Then the Irish got an Hank Warden, Edward Jones three from Teresa Holtzinger. Three straight steals. Another three-pointer by Teresa Holtzinger. And the Irish were rolling up 27-7 after 8 minutes. Outscored Prescott 14-6 in the second quarter, up 41-13. Then shut out the Tigers in the third quarter, up 10-0. Somewhere in that process, they went to the 40-point running clock, and the Lady Irish ended up outscoring the Tigers 10-8 in a very quickly played fourth quarter. The Caseltines girls go to 5-3 in the division and will at least maintain their third-place standing heading into a big week next week, and they go back to 8-8 overall and stop that three-game losing streak that they went through last week. Tiger girls fall to 3-6 in the division, 4-8 overall. Prescott's girls will be at Sunnyside Christian tomorrow night. The Irish girls will not play until that busy week next week when they play Walla Walla Valley Academy on Monday at DeSales, Liberty Christian in Richland on Tuesday, and Friday, Sunnyside Christian at DeSales, and next Saturday, the regular season ends, senior night against Touche on the last day of January, January 31st. So a busy week next week for the Irish girls and boys. Let's look at the scoring to wrap up this girls' broadcast. Prescott's girls, they're 21 points. Tiffany Hedman, head coach, got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All seven of her girls who suited up got in the game. Three of them scored points. 1 point for Yesenia Ioki, 8 points for Jackie Cardenas. And then Jackie Sanchez, the senior, 12 points on 4 Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3-point field goals. She hit 2 of those in the fourth quarter. The Tigers went to the free throw line twice and hit 2 out of 3. The sales coach, Hazeltine, got all 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, all 12 girls who suited up got in the ball game, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them score points. 2 for Lindley Donnelly, 3 for Madison Ortuno, 6 for Gretchen Ferraro, 8 for Peyton Benavides, 8 for Tessa Mendoza, 14 for Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, had her, I think, best game of the year as far as rebounding the ball inside, stealing the ball, running the floor, and finishing her shots. She did a very good job. She was very active at both ends of the court. And Miss Steady, Teresa Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, 20 points, 17 in the first half. She hit 5 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. That coming off a 15-point performance against Oaksdale, the number 4 team in the state. She is a very good player. Teresa leads all scores with 20. Our Dairy Queen player of the game, Addison Mason, the freshman, with those 14 points she scored in every quarter, got a lot of rebounds, picked up a lot of loose balls, and finished her shots inside. That's going to wrap up the girls' portion of the broadcast. They'll be off until Monday. The Irish boys are warming up now. We'll talk Irish boys basketball when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.